Today, as we're continuing the Father series, I want to just touch on the Father is love. Let's close our eyes and pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for your wonderful love. On this Holy Communion service, for God so loved the world. The Father loved the world so much that you gave us Jesus. I pray, O God, as I preach this word, through the power of your Holy Spirit, let it move into every heart, every ear that's listening, hear the word of God, and let the presence of God begin to move. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. I want to remind you, brothers and sisters, God's attributes are all this that you heard. He's completely good. He's omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. He's just, he's merciful, and he is love. It's not what God does. It is who God is. I want this to sink into your heart. My God is loving. That's something that he does to you. My God shows me love. That's something that he does. But I want to tell you, it is not about what God does. It's who God is. Are Baba, he is love. Touch your neighbor and say, he is love. And I'm going to take two portions of scripture. 1 Corinthians 13 and 1 John 4. Okay, these are two that I'm going to take. 1 Corinthians 13 and 1 John 4. Now, 1 Corinthians 13, love is mentioned 9 times. How many times?
9.
And 1 John 4 has 21 times love is mentioned. Can you imagine that one chapter has 21 times love? It's so beautiful to understand the scripture, and when you know it, it will change your life. Now, can I ask you a question? Quick quiz. Who wrote Revelation? Oh, wow, very good. Who wrote 1 John? There is a hint in that. Who wrote 1 John? Tell loudly, no, why are you so...
John.
Who wrote Revelation?
John.
Who wrote the book of Revelation? John. Who wrote 1 John, 2 John, 3 John? Who wrote?
John.
Who wrote?
John.
So John is the person who wrote these books. And he was called the love apostle. Yes or no? In fact, he himself calls himself, I am the loved disciple. Isn't it good? Isn't it good? So much in love with Jesus. And he's called the loved disciple. And he writes also in the book of John, he writes John 13, 14, 15, and 16, where Jesus comes and gives the command and he does the Last Supper. And towards the end, he says something very powerful. A new commandment I give to you, love one another. Yes or no? How many of you know that Jesus said love one another? Do you know that?
Yes.
Okay. And it was all through John, the Holy Spirit inscribed, and John heard what Jesus said and he wrote it. And history tells us that he was in the island of Patmos. Everybody say Patmos. And he was all alone in this island of Patmos, and then he returns to the church of Ephesus. So he writes Revelation in the island of Patmos, comes back to the church of Ephesus, then he writes 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. Are you here with me? Is it clear?
Yes.
Is it clear? All right. So know this very important. And when he came and sat down in the church of Ephesus, he's an old man. The history and the scholars say he was 90 years old. Everybody say 90.
90.
How old?
90.
Joel, come here. Joel, come. Okay, everybody look here. Joel, act like a 90-year-old man. How you would be. Come on, everybody clap your hands for Joel. Woo! Yeah, we'll miss you. We'll miss you so much. Okay, so Joel, act like an old 90-year-old man. Imagine he's the only disciple alive. All the other disciples, 11 disciples, were martyred. And John is the only 90-year-old disciple in the church of Ephesus. Go sit down. Let me show you something. He used to come to the church of Ephesus, and an old man, and he used to come and sit in the back. In fact, not many of them knew who this man was. They just thought he's an old man. But scholars say that he used to sit way at the back. Way at the back, not even at the front. Nowadays, if you are a church pastor for 90 years old, and if you are even the disciple of Jesus, you would be sitting in the front like this. I am the chief pastor. I am the senior pastor. But no. Scholars say John used to sit back and people wouldn't recognize it's John. He would just cover his face, just be in the attitude of prayer. And he was this old man. And when you study 1 John, 2 John, you would understand that people from Ephesus came and asked John, John, when they came to know that he was a disciple of Jesus Christ, he came to John and asked, tell me your experience. How was it like walking with Jesus? How was it like experiencing with Jesus, walking with him, touching him? The only thing that this old man John would say, brothers and sisters, love one another. Amen. He wouldn't say anything else but love, love, love. My brothers and sisters, God is love. Can I go deeper? Love one another. 1 John. Turn with me. 1 John chapter 4 verse 7 to 12. 1 John chapter 4 verse 7 to 12. Remember, he's 90 years old. He's sitting back of the chair. And when people came and found out that he was John, he would say these words. Look at this. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Hello? Am I speaking to some people here? Are you here with me? Yes. He who does not love does not know God, for God is
love.
This is beautiful. Look at it. In this, the love of God was manifested towards us. The Father's love was manifested towards us. That God has sent his only begotten Son into the world. Remember, John wrote John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him.
Hallelujah.
Guys, picture this. An old 90-year-old man is telling this to the church. Go to the next. In this is
love.
In this is
love.
Not that we loved God. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us. My brothers and sisters, no matter if you're 20 years in ministry, 15 years in ministry, born as a Christian, it doesn't matter. You never loved God. God loved you first. Hello? Do you know what I'm saying? God loved you first. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation. How do you say that? What? Okay. We have some editors in the house. Okay, the word propitiation means instead of our sins. God sent his Son for our sins. Hallelujah. Now I want you to go to 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Touch your neighbor and say, love one another. Now look at this. This is a very strong statement, but he corrects it towards the end. Okay, this is a very strong statement that John says, and you can see what he meant at the end. Look, no one has seen. He's going to correct it, okay? Listen to this revelation. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Perfect love casts out fear.
Amen.
If you have the love of Jesus inside of you, every fear will run away.
Amen.
Because you know what it says? His love has been perfected in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now go to verse 16 to 21. 16 to 21. And we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is
love.
This old man is saying, God is
love.
The Holy Spirit is saying, God is
love.
Everybody in the church was saying, God is
love.
And the one who remains in love remains in
God.
And God remains in
him.
Okay, go a little more faster. Let's go 17. Go ahead. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. In this love is perfected with us so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. For we are as he is in this world. Okay, go ahead. There is no fear in love. Instead, perfect love drives out fear because fear involves punishment. So the one who fears has not reached perfection in
love.
Go to the next. We love because he first loved us. 21 times love is mentioned in this one chapter. 21 times. Go ahead, next one. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother. Uh-huh. Hello? Hello? If anyone says, I love God, but goes home and dishum. Hello, dishum. It won't work. The Bible clearly says, he is a liar. Can I be honest with you? Can I pinch you a little? I always ask permission before I pinch. Even I give permission to Andrew. I say, Andrew, be a good boy. Otherwise, can I pinch you? And then he goes, no. So can I pinch you a little?
Yes.
My brothers and sisters, if there is any brother or sister in your life that you're not going right with, today is your day. Go to them. Speak to them over the phone. It could be your dad. It could be your mom. It could be your brother. It could be your sister. It could be someone that you have enmity with. Call them and tell them, I love you. Call them and say, I'm so sorry for what I did all these years. I'm so sorry if I offended you. I'm so sorry if I hurt you. All I want to let you know is I love God and I love you. And I'm telling you, hearts will be mended. Hallelujah. Hearts will be mended. So look at this. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother or sister, he is a
liar.
He is a
liar.
For the person who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. So what did John mean when he said no one has seen God? What he meant to say is, if you have seen God, you would not act like this. But if you have seen God, your life will change. Come on, come on, come on. Are you hearing me? And I'm telling you, we can see God's presence. We can experience his touch. And I'm speaking to every single one over here. God is love. God is love. Can we read one more? Verse 21, the last. And we have this command. Everybody say command.
Command.
Come on, you can do better than that. Say command.
Command.
Together, everybody open your mouth. Come on, get your energy out and say command.
Command.
So this is a command. It's not just a request. It is a direct command from Jesus. Oh, I'm going to enjoy this. And we have this command from Him. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Guys, please don't miss out the movie night. Yeah. Do not miss this movie night. Invite all your friends. When you're going to the IRC Infodex, you get those small, small invitation cards to your friends. Take it. Give it to your boss, your manager, your nurses, your friends. Give it. Because Graham Stain's life is because of love. And when you see that story, when you see that film, how his wife forgave those who burned them in the car alive. Come on. If you love God, and if you know that it's a command, the one who loves God must also love the murderer. Yes. On that cross, there were two thieves. A person who murdered, killed, stole, were next to Jesus. Were they baptized? Were they born again? Were they holy? Jesus looked at him and said, remember, I will remember you this day in paradise. I'm telling you, when you have love, and when you know that it's a command, it's a command. Everybody shout command.
Command.
Everything in your life changes. You will begin to see God.
Amen.
Remember John said, no one has seen God? Yes. Begin to love. You will begin to see God.
Amen.
Come on, let's give a clap offering to Jesus. Nowadays, most of our definition of love is coming from Hollywood movies. Bollywood, Tollywood. There is one villain. And then the hero comes and saves the girl. And the hero and the girl, heroine and the hero falls in love. And one fine day when he wakes up, he doesn't feel love for the girl. The next day he slips and falls, he falls in love with the girl. Mostly the definition of love is taken by Hollywood and Bollywood. And I don't know how it's in Uganda, Tollywood. Eh? Nanowood, okay. Everything of definition of love is taken by this. But Jesus is saying, love is a command. And you can say, how can you tell me, God, that it's a command? You know how many divorce rates are happening around the world? How can I love this woman? It's a command, God, but... Listen to this carefully. When you know it's a command, you begin to see God. When you know it's a command, and when you know that devil is trying to break the commandments of God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Come on, come on. Am I speaking to someone? When you know this is a command and the devil wants to break God's commandments and God's command, you immediately know this is not of God. Husband and wives are fighting over remote controls. I want to watch this TV channel. You want to watch this TV channel. Children are fighting over remotes. Remotes are flying in the sky. Plates are flying in the sky. Babies are also flying. Fighting at home. Immediately, if you know this is a command, Maybe you're on the phone, your wife is in far distance, you are having an argument, immediately, I'm sorry, love. I'm so sorry. This is a command to love one another. And the enemy is coming between our love relation. And I want to tell you something. I love you more than words can express. Come on. Guys, I'm a pastor, but I'm not some supernatural being. We fight too. We have arguments too. But because we know it's a command, immediately we know this is wrong. By the grace of God, let me tell you, I've been married with Jensa for 4.5 years. And by the grace of God, we have not slept once before clarifying an argument. We have not turned back on each other. Some people take the pillow thus, from there pulling, from here pulling. We have always kissed before we slept. Because you know why? In the middle of the night, if my Jesus comes back, and you go to heaven and say, I love God, he'll say, I don't know you. Come on. Are you here with me, brothers and sisters? If it's a friend that you had an argument with, if it's a friend that you had a quarrel with, kids, get back. Get back. Touch your neighbor and say, get back. Oh, wow. Can you imagine it became 11 o'clock already and I haven't started my points? Yeah, I haven't started. I have 3 points to go. I think I have to keep this for the next week. Let's do it for the next week. I don't want to be delayed because brothers are here. They need to go back for work. So let me just say, and close with this. God is love. And when you know God is love, and you know it's a command, you will try your best to love and be at peace with one another. The Holy Spirit is speaking to some people here. I want you to just close your eyes. And if there is any reconciliation that you have to do, the Holy Spirit is going to reconcile your life right now. Just close your eyes as I begin to pray for you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for the word that you have spoken in our lives. I thank you, Lord, that God is love. It's not what he does, it's who he is. And if God is inside of us, we need to love one another. We need to take care of each other. We need to know who we are. Father, once again, I thank you for what you're doing in our lives. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let's put it up. Come on. Tidaba hasukori and dedi and donoroboshi. Ribana hatuna negasi and donoroboshi kiddi and donoroboshi kiddi. Remana hatuna negasi and donoroboshi kiddi and donorobo. In the mighty name of Jesus, right now, every disunity, everything that created a problem in your family, everything that was an argument, everything that was not of God, everything that the devil changed the commandment of God from love to hatred, I pray in the name of Jesus. Father-in-law, brother-in-law, mother-in-law, whoever it may be, right now I declare and decree friends to be friends. I pray, O Lord, sisters and brothers to unite. I pray in the name of Jesus that the entire world would know that Jesus Christ is love, that God is love, that we don't act with violence or terrorism. We act with love. We act with love. And in the name of Jesus, that this world would know that God is love. God is love. Brothers united, religions united. Come on, let's begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, release your love upon the people. Release the love in India. Release the love in Africa. Release the love in America. Release the love in North America and South America. Release the love in Canada. Release the love in every corner of the world. We pray, Lord, right now, release your love. That they would know that it's a command and that you have called us to love one another. Jesus, we thank you. Can we all stand up to our feet as we pray? Father, we thank you for this wonderful time that you have given us. Thank you for speaking into our hearts. Thank you that you are love. We will love our neighbors. We love our friends. We pray that, Lord, you will help us to bring us together. Even, Father, help us to love one another so much that they would know about Jesus. That there would be no more wine cups left, no more bread that's left. We pray that, Lord, you would bring in new souls. We pray that even in the movie night, we would have new souls coming in and they would understand the love of Jesus. That maybe it is through the movie that God can change their life. Through the movie that God can use them for His glory. I pray, oh God, that we will be a mouthpiece for you. We will shout it from the top of the roof and to the valley. And we will shout it and we will say, God is love. And I pray the love of God will begin to move in a powerful way. In Jesus' mighty name. And the church said, Amen. Come on, let's give a clap offering to the Lord.